it's your boy, it's your man, EJ the Kid.
How y'all feeling? How y'all chilling? How y'all living? Finally! They said out of 40 years, we said like the country for 40, out of 40 years, finally got a police convicted of murder for killing an unarmed black teen. 40 years, y'all. Then let's look at it. 40 years. Got Rodney King, got Trayvon Martin, Oscar Grant. Just to name a few. 40 years, y'all. Now, that being said, not all cops are bad. Let's just go ahead and put that out there. Not all cops are bad. Just gonna put that out there in the air. You know, yes, our relationship with the cops has been on the ups and downs, but not all of them are bad. I refuse to believe all of them are bad because I've had some situations where, you know, I'd rather have a white cop than a black cop. But 40 years, y'all. But it's crazy, though, you know what I'm saying? Because some of the stuff, everything that we got on us don't look like a gun. You know, you got so many of these people that are still out there that got away with pretty much murder. My thing is me and my homeboy, we was just talking earlier this morning about this same situation. As a cop, and as a cop, you gotta know going in, it can get dangerous out there, okay? We can't have punks on the police force. Can't have scary-ass people on the police force. Probably was bullied in school and all this, you know what I'm saying? That we can't have that on a police force. And before they just let these people graduate, bam, you're a police officer now, you need to put them through a test. Don't even let them know that they got blank bullets in their gun. Give them a gun with blank bullets. Set up a situation to see how this cop will react. Because if you're going to, you think they're just going to give everybody a gun in the military? No, you go in for what you're specialized in. We just can't, you know, hey, if you're not tough enough for it, hey, we'll put you behind a desk. You know, you can't keep hiring guys who really is not built for the job. I mean, you can't. Because if you do, things like this going to constantly happen. We're going to constantly have people killed. My thing is, all right, if the man, because this has been a certain situation when people didn't have a gun. You know what I mean? There's been a situation where people did not even have a gun and they got shot. And they got off. How is that justified if the man don't have a gun? Steve Wilco, everybody knows Steve off the Steve Wilco show and off Jerry Springer. Even he said, there's been times where I had a gun pointed on me and I never even took out my gun. But I'm damn sure not going to shoot a person who don't have a gun. That's why you are trained to take down a person. And let's just be honest, it don't take 89 people to take down one person. One guy, 8 cops. A person is not going to, if you're not being rough with the person, a person will, you know what I'm saying, comply with you. Like, but if you go grabbing and snatching and trying to slam me, all that, hell yeah, I'm getting defensive then. It's not me resisting. Me trying to keep you from beating my ass or trying for me not to fall on the ground and hurt myself. I'm curling up because you're punching me. Hell no, I'm not giving you my arm. Stop hitting me, then maybe I'll give you my arm. But now you got me in a state of fear. All I can do now is curl up. I'm too scared to release myself. That's not resisting. And for the people who keep saying, oh, they were just complying. No, that's not resisting. That's protecting yourself. Cops get mad because you're talking to them, you're cussing at them, or isn't that? Who are you for me not to, you know what I'm saying, not to do that to? I am the law. Kiss my ass. It's certain, if you approach a situation in a certain way, then maybe, you know, it wouldn't be hostile. Now let's get on the civilian's case. You get pulled over, the cop had license and registration. Just give him or her your license and registration. Just give it to them. All this, why I get, right there, cause a problem. Just give the man the damn thing, so if you're going to write the ticket on about your business, then you want to get to now. I have the right. You don't know your rights. You don't know your rights. Without Google, you wouldn't know your third, fourth, and eighth, ninth, or tenth amendment. So don't sit there and comment, I know my rights. I know, all you know is freedom of speech. That's all you know. Some of the people bring bad things on themselves. License registration. The cop being nice, hey man, license registration. Bam, boom, get to him. But once you start damn going off at the mouth and going all crazy and shit, now you done made it a hostile environment. We out here. Come on, y'all. Talk about it all the time. You're not even standing about it before. We gotta get together on this. For the first time in 40 years, we finally got a conviction. Now you need to fix the. Now you need to fix the damn court system. Need to fix the court system now. Cause you can't sit and tell me this man ain't have a gun. Now that is justified for you to shoot him.
Oh, it was a phone. I feared for my life. Stop using the line.
You didn't fear for your life. What it was, you fucked around and grabbed onto that polar bear. You thought you had something. And then that polar bear about to tear your ass piece. And you don't have to shoot every time. You got tasers. You got mace. You ain't got to shoot every time. And if you are going to shoot, you do not have to shoot to kill. You can shoot to injure somebody. Shoot, lay it down all the night. Shoot him in the pinky toe. Shoot him in the ass. And you don't need to unload a whole freaking clip, especially if you don't hit, bah, he done drop. What's the, bah, 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 what's the extra shots for the man done drop? And or woman. What's the, why are you unloading your whole clip? He down. They all over here trying to manhandle these little kids and this. What is you doing? Come on, man. But anyway, man, I'm rough, rocking and raw, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't never hold my tongue when it comes to certain things. You got a situation you want me to talk about? Damn it, hit me up in Instagram, EJ aka Maryland, or hit me up on Facebook, EJ Patterson. Y'all let me know what y'all think. It's your boy, EJ, comedian. Y'all be blessed.